Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from Extreme Devotion. That's a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. The believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim. He was a victor, an example of extreme devotion. Today we're visiting a communist prison and a Christian pastor there. Why is it that so many Christians sing only once a week? Why only once? If it's right to sing, sing every day. If it's wrong to sing, don't sing on Sunday. This pastor had spent several horrifying years in prison at the hands of the communist authorities. He was jailed for his belief in Christ, and though he remembered the tortures there, he did not focus on them much. Instead, he spoke of the times of joy in the presence of his Lord. He and his fellow Christian prisoners formed a community of praise in the middle of prison. When we were in prison, we sang almost every day because Christ was alive in us. The communists were very nice to us. They knew we liked to praise God with musical instruments, so they gave every Christian in prison a musical instrument. However, they did not give us violins or mandolins. These were too expensive. Instead, they put chains on our hands and feet. They chained us to add to our grief. And yet, we discovered that chains are splendid musical instruments. When we clanged them together in rhythm, we could sing, "This is the day, clink, clank. This is the day, clink, clank, which the Lord has made, clink, clank, which the Lord has made, clink, clank. What a joyful noise unto the Lord." Psalm 95:1 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." To those who have yet to experience it, persecution seems to focus entirely on loss, the loss of freedom, the loss of hope, even the loss of life. However, those who have suffered for their faith in Christ overlook what's missing and focus on new discoveries. They relish what little freedoms they have instead of regretting what they lack. In this story, communist captors robbed believers of most of life's freedoms and dignity. However, these stout believers focused on what remained, their joy in the Lord. If it is good to sing to the Lord when you have everything, it's good to sing to him when you have lost it all, too. What will you do today to make sure you do not lose your Christian joy? Interesting story, don't you think? And it reminds me, and I'm almost positive, that this was a story about one named Wurmbrand. And you can learn all about Wurmbrand and others like him at Voice of the Martyrs. You can get your own copy of Extreme Devotion, by the way. Just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. That's not a free book, I don't think. But they'll tell you how you can get it anyway. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.